Today's Warm 101.3, and every Monday at this time, we look for an organization that's doing some terrific things around town, and we share the warmth with them. And this morning, we're speaking with Dana Ford from the Braddock Bay Raptor Research. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
So you house the birds of prey. How many do you have?
Yeah, so we have four education raptors, and they're housed on private property. They're used for a lot of education programs throughout the community, though.
And how many birds are there? Just four?
Just four. We have a red-tailed hawk, a great horned owl, a broad-winged hawk, and a merlin, which is a little falcon.
I'd never heard of a merlin before.
Yeah, a lot of people have not. if you're the average person who's not a birder or bird watcher in the area, they are around here. They're actually a bird that's starting to make a big comeback.
And you take these birds around for educational opportunities, mostly for children, I'm guessing?
We do a lot of children's programs, so a lot of schools, scout groups, summer camps, that kind of thing. But we do all ages, adult groups, even senior homes, sometimes festivals, just about anywhere that wants to have those birds featured, but also learn about them and has an interest in the environment, that kind of thing.
And I know you have something in the spring called Birds of Prey Day. What is that all about?
Yeah, so Bird of Prey Days is a festival that we've been, it's been going on for more than 30 years now. And it kind of highlights the spring migration that takes place at Braddock Bay, which is in the town of Greece on the southern shore of Lake Ontario. So we have a bunch of different indoor-outdoor activities that focus on birds, raptors in particular, but some other aspects of nature and the environment, and some of the research that we do there on site to study these birds in the wild.
It sounds interesting. And you have a hawk watch? And you said something about an owl watch, too. What is that all about?
Yeah, so we do the hawk watch, which is counting all the daytime raptors, from everything from hawks to falcons to eagles and vultures.
Oh, man.
But we also have a migration of owls through the area in the spring, especially the little northern saw-whet owl and long-eared owls. And so in the spring, we have volunteers that go and scout the woods and keep track of how many owls are using the habitat there.
Wow. Yep. That's amazing. Is it true they only come out at night? Because you never see an owl.
it's very difficult to find a lot of our owls species because they are nocturnal. And even these birds that are coming through during the spring migration, they're using the area is like kind of like a pit stop on their long journeys. So they're resting during the day. And the thing about saw-whet owls, they're very tiny, so they're hard to find. But if you know the right kind of areas to look in their habits, you can spot them. And they typically don't flush as long as you don't disturb them. And it allows us to get a feeling for how many owls are using the habitat so we can manage it and make sure there's these stopover places for them in the future. So our data helps protect the environment there.
Do you have a website if people are interested in getting in touch and helping out?
Yeah, we have a website, bbrr.org. We're also on Facebook and Instagram.
All righty. Well, thanks for spending a couple moments with us, and keep up the good work.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having us.
If there's an organization you'd like me to highlight, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth right here on Warm 101.3.